how to choose your best business idea. Hi, this is Jeannie Patel Thompson from listentoyourfreedom.com, and in this audio we are going to go through how to choose your best business idea. Because you've brainstormed your to create a business based around your learning process and your exploration, and we gave the example of Oprah, and that's what she did. She was interested in self-mastery and self-awareness and self-growth, and she was an absolute beginner on that pathway when she launched her shows. But the fact that she brought people along with her and she was vulnerable about her process, and the fact that it was her process, created a level of passion and interest that you just can't fake. And that was part of what made Oprah Winfrey so successful. So don't ever discount something because you're not already good at it. All you need to have is the level of conviction and interest and passion for that idea or that concept or that technique or what have you. And that's all you need to build an awesome business. So you've already gone through and you've identified those things. And you've distilled those down into your top three talents, passions, skills, or interests. And now you've gone through and you've brainstormed how you could turn each of those three into a viable business. Okay, and I hope you have done as I suggested and consulted your best friends, your most critical people that you know, because it's always great to have the flamethrowers and to stay in observation while they're throwing their flames, because they will give you gold. Okay, a lot of what they'll give you will just be like their negativity and their limiting beliefs and whatever, but I guarantee you, those critical people in your life will also be able to give you at least one golden nugget. So it's absolutely worth running your ideas past them, staying in observation and not sitting in your ego and getting triggered by them and not letting yourself feel run down or destroyed by them, okay? So, and that's your choice, right? Your choice is what space you hold when you're listening to those people. So I hope you've already done that. And now you have to look at all of those fabulous business ideas and you have to choose just one. Okay, now, so let's start there. Your first thing you might be saying is, but they're all fabulous. I've got three amazing ideas and I want to do all three of them. That's absolutely fine. And odds are those three are related to each other in some way. Even if that common thread is just you and your personality and your way of going about things, it doesn't matter. You can do all three. That's what the Listen to Your Freedom program is set up to help you accomplish. You're not restricted to just going through this program once and setting up one business. For every business you come back and you set up, for every new website you want to launch, you come back and you do the same process all over again. This is the process I've used for every single one of my websites. And at one point I had about 12. And then I took 8 of them and I amalgamated them into one because they were all really different aspects of the same thing. And as I am launching, you know, and in the process of getting Listen to Your Freedom fully up and running, I've simultaneously launched another business, another website called listentoyourhorse.com. And that was simply because I am paying out a ton of money for horse riding and horse training and stuff like that. And I just went, oh my gosh, I do not want to pay for this with after-tax dollars. I just paid an $850 bill. So if I pay for that with after-tax money, that's like a $1,600 bill. That's not okay for me. So I thought I'm launching listentoyourhorse.com and my Listen to Your Horse YouTube channel. And so I'll upload videos of the stuff that I'm learning, and I'll monetize the site by putting on some affiliate links to saddlesonline.com and horse trailers, and I'll link to a couple of other really specialty trainers and horsemanship coaches. And, you know, there's a ton that I can do that is really no extra work for me because I'm already doing it in my leisure time. But I can, number one, monetize it. But my big thing is I don't actually care how much money that site makes or if it ever makes money. It allows me to bill all my horse stuff as a business expense. So I don't pay any tax. I'm paying for that with pre-tax dollars, which if you're in a 30 to 40 or 50% tax bracket is a huge savings. So that alone is worth launching a little mini business. Now, I can do that because I've done this process so many times. I can do it in my sleep. Obviously, for you at this stage, you're going through it the first time. You don't want to do that. You don't want to load yourself up with a bunch of different websites. So that's why I say one website, one message. And you have to do your websites at this stage one at a time, because otherwise you'll get lost, you get bogged down, and you'll end up with two or three different sites that are all in different stages of development, but nothing's live and nothing's really making you enough money, and you know, you might as well not have started. So we just have to go with one idea right now. Okay, so I'm not saying that your other ideas aren't awesome. And your other ideas, you're not going to launch them down the line. And they are not going to turn into big money makers for you. I'm not saying any of that. All of that is absolutely possible and even likely. What I'm saying to you is you just have to pick one for now and go through the whole Listen to Your Freedom program with that one. Okay, this is your pilot project. This is your first child, and then you can birth your other children afterwards, but just pick one. So look at those three ideas, and you're going to pick the best one for you at this time. So this is the other huge qualifier. You may have a stinking great business idea, but it's going to require 10 hours a day to really get it rolling. And right now, you have a chronic illness that you don't have handled yet, you have young kids, or you have a full-time job, and you don't have 10 hours a day. You only have two. So that 2 hours a day is your hard line, bottom line qualifier, and you have to pick the business idea that fits the best with that. And maybe you can see right now, yeah, but that business is only going to earn me a fraction of what this other business idea is going to earn me. Who cares? You don't have the time to do the other one. So you'll end up in the same place, as we just talked about, where you start it and you launch it and you realize you just don't have the time and you can never get it done, and now you're back to nothing and nowhere. So don't do that to yourself. Pick the one that fits your situation at this time. Okay? So the parameters that you have to look at are, first of all, how much time do you have to devote to setting up this new business? And you have to pick your business idea that can be done on the amount of time that you have, all right? And so don't worry if it takes you a year to even make that website live. It doesn't matter. You're still so much further ahead than you are right now. If you only have 2 hours once or twice a week, it's going to take you a year to get your website up. It's okay, because as soon as it's up and as soon as you have it monetized, which means that it has a way to earn you money, the way of earning you money is going to be automated. Okay, so that means while you're sleeping, you're getting sales. While you're getting your kids to school or working your full-time job, you're earning money. While you're on vacation, you're earning money. Where's your downside? There's no downside. Take as much time as you need, but be realistic. Okay, so don't pick a website that requires more time that you have or that is time sensitive, right? Well, maybe you've identified an amazing trend, but if you don't get on it, the trend's going to be passed and it won't monetize the way you need it to. Don't go with trending. You don't have the time to hop on trends. That's for when you've quit your full-time job, you've healed yourself, your kids are older, and you have tons of time to devote to a business, right? So trust in yourself, trust in your life journey, trust in your life process, that nothing is going to be lost by you taking the time that you need and creating the space that you need, okay? So your first qualifying parameter is, how much time do you have to spend? Your next qualifying parameter is, how much money do you have at this point in time? Okay, so you may have a killer business idea, but it's going to require about $3,000 to $5,000 in startup capital. And you don't have it. Let's say you have $100 in startup capital. And so now we go two ways, all right? Either you plug into your soul knowledge, your body-based wisdom, your spiritual connection, and you receive the wisdom that that money is going to come, that you can get that money. It's absolutely possible. Then you would go ahead. And then you would let the universe bring that money to you. You would let the divine give you ideas. Oh, you know what? It's time to call up Uncle Roger and offer him. There's many ways to raise money that don't involve somebody just loaning it to you blind, okay? So, for example, let's say you needed $2,500, okay? And you have an uncle who could loan you $2,500. But instead of just going to him and saying, can I have $2,500? In which place he'd be going like, oh, that just doesn't sound like a good deal to me. Sounds like I don't even know if this person's going to be able to make anything happen. They have no track record. So now the question you're asking me is, do I want to gift you $2,500? Maybe no, I don't. You don't go like that. You say, listen, here's my business idea. Here's my plan. Here's how I'm going to do it. And what I'm asking you for is to invest or loan me $2,500, and here's how I'm going to structure it. I'm going to pay you 10% interest, and I guarantee you that by this date, maybe it's 3 months from today or 6 months from today, I will pay you your interest in full. So you will get your $250 of interest by December 1st. And then the rest of your money will be paid back by, and then maybe you set a date that's 2 years after that. And if I don't pay you back, I will sell my boat at that 2 year date, and then I will use the funds to pay you back. You have to put your own skin in the game. If you don't believe in your idea strongly enough to put something you love on the line, don't do that idea. Okay? It's not the idea for you, or something in your gut is telling you it's not a good enough idea. It's not going to work. If you have something that you feel a soul level conviction about, so that you would put something that you own on the line, and I'm not saying you put your house on the line, right? Because that's a whole other ball game, and that's that people can get themselves into a lot of trouble, and they can blow up their whole family by doing that. So but pick something that's yours, your Rolex watch or your boat or your set of golf clubs or something, right? And that brings us to another point. If you only need $3,000, odds are you can go through your existing possessions and get going on Craigslist and raise a good chunk of that, if not the whole amount, just by selling your stuff that you have. So, again, that would be a way that you would do it. But let's say none of those options appeal to you or none of those options are open to you. In that case, you would go, well, this is a really great idea, but it needs $3,000 and I have $100. But I have this other idea that is almost as good, and I can get going for only $100. Because this one, all my products are going to be digital. They're going to be audio and video and e-books. So there's no manufacturing cost here. There's no production cost here. All I need to do is pay for my website and my ongoing, I can launch that with $100. And, you know, I'll be able to, you know, if I don't eat out for a while, I'll have $100 a month to keep that running. Oh, yes, I can do that. Does that feel light? Does it feel free? Does it feel exciting? Okay, so that's the next thing you need to ask yourself. You look at your time that you have. You look at your money that you have. And then if all those elements are in place for your idea, does it make your heart sing? Does this thought of committing yourself to that with those resources and that time allowance, does that jazz you up? Does it feel peaceful and right in a connected and grounded way? Does it inspire you? Does it make you feel fluid and flowing? Like, really plug into your gut intuition, plug into your emotions as they flow through your body, and take your wisdom from there, because your brain is so limited. Okay, your brain and your mind are like a tiny piece of reality, and they can only see a tiny slice of the picture. But your body wisdom, your gut wisdom, your spirit wisdom, your intuition, your soul connection, these are universal consciousness tools that can plug you into that omniscience, that divine perspective, and they see so much more than that tiny little slice that your brain can see. So that's sort of your final way of checking if this is really the idea for you, okay? And the other thing is, ask for confirmation from the universe, from the divine, from Mother Nature, whatever name you give that power and that force that possibly exists that is bigger and larger and more powerful than you. Ask that source. And I'm just going to, my words that I like to use are either the universe or the divine. Sometimes I use God. It just really depends on the context. But ask that source for confirmation. Okay? And be open to whatever way that confirmation arrives. Maybe somebody starts talking about the very same thing you were thinking about. Maybe you're reading an article and there it is. Maybe you pick up a book in a bookstore and you flip open the page and what it says directly relates to your question. Maybe you have a dream. Always keep a pad of paper and a pen by your bed, because when you wake up, maybe you got to go pee and you'll have the dream in your head. By the time you go back to sleep and you wake up in the morning, it's gone. Trust me, it'll always be gone. So have your piece of paper next to your bed, or maybe you put it next to the toilet, wherever you tend to go when you wake up, and force yourself, turn on the light, write that sucker down, and then go straight back to sleep. Don't even look at it or analyze it at that point. Just write it down, go back to sleep in the morning, take a look at it. The universe and our own body wisdom and our own gut intuition has many ways of communicating with us, so just stay open to whichever way that confirmation or that message is going to be delivered to you, and trust that it'll come. So basically, I hope I've given you some ideas. I hope I've given you a way to work through your process and look at the various parameters that, you know, will give you the indicators as to whether you should go with this idea or that idea. And finally, please, please, please keep in mind that we're just talking about your best business idea for this time in your life, not forever, not for always, just the one that you're going to start with and the one that fits you best at this time, okay? And that may not be the one that juices you up the most, all right? The one that juices you up the most may require more time than you have at this point in your life, may require more money that you have in this point in time. Now, the money thing is a flexible thing. The money thing, as we discussed, you might be able to make it happen. That's where you got to go back to your soul wisdom, to the universe, to your gut conviction. But the time element, if you have young kids or you have a chronic illness or you have a full-time job that you cannot quit, that's a pretty solid restriction. And so that one, there's less leeway, there's less room to have any magic happen. Okay, so really your time limitation is your first parameter. Your financial limitation is your second, and that one has some flexible boundaries on it, for sure. So click into your gut, listen to your intuition, ask the divine, ask the universe for some guidance, and then make your choice. Ooh, how exciting is that?